Tell me about the living baby.
My mother, Mrs. Springer, and Mrs. Louis Biediger, they delivered a many, many babies. Till the father come to test them and got the midwife. The baby was born, did she come? And so they delivered a many, many babies.
How did they have to come to test again, with midwife? How did they come up here? How did the men come up here?
Oh, usually in a buggy. Horse and buggy. To get the midwife.
It took a long time.
Yeah, I just say. Far away.
How did they prepare for the baby? Did they have babies in the home?
Oh, yeah. They all were born in the home. Yeah. Yeah.
Did they go to the doctor beforehand?
I don't hardly think they ever went. Maybe they wanted the midwife to, you know, tell them about it.
Mm-hmm. Made arrangements for the birth, I guess.
Yeah. And,
When the babies were born, was there any kind of celebration or?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When were they baptized then?
Oh, usually in 2 weeks or so, they were baptized.
Did they have a celebration then, or did they?
No,
have
some had and some didn't. Mm-hmm. Some didn't.
When you were a little girl, did your parents, when somebody came over, did they serve lunch like the new?
Oh, yes. My mother would always serve lunch when somebody comes. She always said, if I don't have nothing in the house, if I just have bread and butter and preserves, she said, I always serve lunch.
And what did they serve to drink at the lunch?
Well, you were supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Fresh brown coffee.
Yeah. First tried to.
Did you ever serve anything in the morning like that?
No, I don't think we ever did in the morning. And years ago, we made our own mattresses. They carded them. The neighbors would come together, her sisters, and they'd stay all day and card a whole mattress. And they made the mattresses over, you know, and
left up the cotton.
Yeah, stitched up the cotton, and they made the mattresses with the big needle, you know, like we are now. And that's the way they always work together, the people got together like that.
Then when they came together to do these things, to make a mattress or make a quilt or something, did they always serve food?
Oh, yeah, we had dinner and lunch, Jesus. But what we had for dinner, I can't remember.
Did you raise your own cotton for these things?
Oh, yeah. We raised our own cotton, and Daddy would take, go tune the cotton and let down out of the coast, but he'd bring some home, you know. Mm-hmm. But this was when they made the mattresses over, you know, they corded them, you know, and made them fresh and new.
Can you describe those little carding sticks? Do they call those?
Oh. Carders.
Carders, I guess.
Carders. I still have some at home.
I do too. Tell me how they look.
Oh, they're square, long, about a foot long, and about 4 inches wide with a handle on it.
Mm-hmm. And then what cords the cotton?
Yeah, it's kind of needles in there that kind of cords the cotton. You work it, there's two of them together, mm-hmm. You work them together like that.
Pull one way and one
the other. The other way, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes the cotton real nice.
Yeah,
and
oh, yeah, makes it real nice and fluffy. Mm-hmm. And then they fix them again, you know, put them in cloth and dig them with the needle and pull it through.
Did they put a button or anything? Or
yeah, you just piece a little cloth at the top.
And then tie it.
They had an extra thread, you know, a kind of heavy thread that they still
did. Did they wax that thread or anything?
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah.
Did your mother make quilts?
Oh, yeah, she made quilts all the time. She always teased herself all the time.
Did she make them out of pieces of your dresses?
Yes, a whole lot of pieces out of dresses. Yeah.
Did she ever make any woolens out of your daddy's pants or anything?
I think she made sometimes, you know, just, you know, to throw on the floors and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, out of paint, you know, and stuff. Yeah.
What did y'all do for entertainment? Did you have people over to dance or anything?
Oh, yeah, we had parties all the time.
What did you serve at your party?
I don't think this is much that time. Just had beer and stuff, you mm-hmm. know, they didn't serve much like they do now. But, oh, yeah, we had house parties all the time at the house and different places, you know. Mm-hmm. Louis would always play. But that was Louis and Evan.
When did he play?
Oh,
violin.
Waltzes and stuff.
What did you do on Sunday?
Well, he used to walk all with a bunch of girls and boys together. We'd go horseback riding or hay riding and come up the passage to the bridge here and walk around.
Did you ever make ice cream?
Oh, yeah, we made ice cream, a lot of ice cream. She used to go with milk and like I said, well, then on a Sunday, I guess we had parties and with ice cream sometimes. Not always, but sometimes.
Was it hard to get ice when you were young?
Yes, it was hard to get ice. Years ago.
Where did you have to go to buy ice?
I guess it was always.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a freezer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to hear about Christmas. Tell me all about Christmas. That must have been a fun time at your house.
Years ago we didn't have no Santa Claus and stuff like that. I know that you used to just take a white sheet and put it over the head, you know, that'd be Santa. Christmas,
the Christmas. Oh, yeah. What kind of Christmas tree did you have?
Well, you had, I would get it out the bottom. They call them books. I don't know what they call them in English.
I'm really not familiar. We'll ask Irene.
Yeah, that's what we got. Sometimes we'd get a cedar tree down in the, you know, that we. There weren't many feet around there, just one sometimes. But that's what we used to have that time. And then on the Christmas tree, we didn't have ornaments like this. We made our own ornaments. We had apples and bananas and candy and all kind of stuff on the tree. Made some kind of paper, you know, with blue and pink paper and stuff around the tree. We had the prettiest tree.
I bet you did. Did you have anything special to eat, like on Christmas Eve?
I guess we had whiskey and stuff like that.
Yes,
candy and cookies and apples and stuff like that. That's what we always had, lots of apples on Christmas.
Did your mother raise turkeys?
No, she never did raise turkeys. No, but we had chicken.
You had chicken on Christmas Day.
Chicken, stuffed chicken,
mm-hmm.
apple pie and stuff like that.
Did you buy your apples in boxes?
Yeah, and baskets. You used bushel baskets. You know, when you used it on the Christmas, they bought a bushel basket for the apples mm-hmm. and oranges.
$1
How much did you pay for a bushel of apples?
About $1, $1.50
That's kind of sickening now, isn't it? My, what kind of cookies did your mother bake?
Oh, she used red white cookies. I can't remember the cookies and molasses cookies and things like that.
Did she make pepperoncini?
No, my mama never made them, but my aunt always made them so good. She made them.
Bethany's cookies.
Oh, Bethany's cookies, mm-hmm. Yeah. That she made.
Do you know what she put in them? That sounds like it might have been German.
Yeah. And, well, I was pretty small, you know, but...
You didn't remember exactly.
I didn't remember, but, I was the youngest in the family.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So things had really gone on by the time you got around there.
Yeah. I have a niece that's only 10 years younger than I am. She was 76 already, and I was 86.
So, when you got married, did you have a feast when you got married, or did you have a nice dinner?
We had a nice dinner celebration when we got married in 1982.
What did you serve? What did you have?
Oh, we had some kind of food, sausage and turkey and stuff like the chicken and stuff like that. I remember. It's 7 years ago.
Yes, right. Did you have a pretty wedding cake?
Yeah. Oh, we had a pretty wedding cake and a dance and got married at Lepore. And my uncle Lane Smith, you remember him, yeah. He had the first car, and he took off in his car when he got married. He got married in the car.
So you got a bride in the car the first time. Wasn't it nice? Did you go on a honeymoon, or did you?
No.
You went to your house.
Went. Yeah. And we moved to Florida Settlement and had a little house. A room and a kitchen. We lived there about 10 years. Then we moved over to the old place, and they moved to the little house. Then we built a new house then, and lived there all our life, till 4 years ago when I moved to Castle.
You know, in the olden days, it seemed like they always had the kitchen away from the main house. Do you know why that was?
I don't know why it was, but I know my mother-in-law. They had the kitchen away from the house.
Do you think it was because of fire or the heat in the house, maybe?
I don't know. I just couldn't tell you.
Was this when you were a little girl that you had the kitchen separate?
Yeah, we had the kitchen and a bedroom was away from the house. Then later on, then we sailed down to that house, you know, made it bigger. Grandma and lived down in there.